Phoneboy Speaks, episode 231, Posthaven Exits Beta. Posthaven is a blogging service made by a couple of guys who made the Posterous blogging service, which was really popular but got killed by Twitter when they acquired it and then shut it down earlier this year. But two of the guys came back and said, hey, we want to rebuild. We want to rebuild Posterous from scratch, and we're gonna do it, and we're gonna charge people for it. And so, therefore, we know where the money's coming from to pay for the service, and it should hopefully stay independent and at least be a sustainable business. And so, they put it up. I want to say in April, because I think that's when I actually paid for it. But it was right before Posterous decided they said, okay, we're finally turning off API access, so you can't actually get the data that you had from Posterous. Which, by the way, it took them. The only reason they didn't kill Posterous or Twitter, it's because that it took them a long time to develop the export capabilities. So that was the only reason that the service, I think, stayed around for as long as it did. In any case, long and the short of it, it's I think the Posthaven folks have done a pretty good job getting the core parts of Posterous back. It's still not what it used to be. However, the main features I think that you really need to have a blog, which are being able to put out blog enter blog entries, and now you can do it via email rather than just use the website. I think that was the main missing piece. They also support comments and what they call upvotes, and I'm not sure what good the upvote does, but I guess it's like a thumbs up or a plus one or whatever you want to call it, and so it's a it'll send your posts to Twitter and Facebook, and I've got pour over hooked into it, so the stuff will go to app.net, and as I say, it's there's some features that are still missing, but the long and the short of it is that it's an acceptable blog platform. It's for $5 a month, it's hard to beat. I mean, it's better. I think it's going to be better than shared hosting, because all the blogs are going to be mostly the same. And honestly, maintaining a WordPress instance is a pain in the butt. And so having multiple of them is bad. So now I've only got one, and I'm happy with just having one. Although really that blog needs to, I need to move it onto something else. So anyway, that's a subject for another time. But if you're looking for a nice, simple blogging platform, and you don't want to be you don't want to be part of Google's content farm, as it were, and you don't want to be subject to having ads or whatever. Just you want to make sure that you own your stuff. And yeah, this seems to be a good idea. It's definitely for non-technical people, and later they'll add some of the technical knobs that I think that'll be helpful, like being able to have custom themes and maybe changing the style sheets and stuff. But for right now, it works for me. I don't need any of that stuff. And so yes, all Posthaven blogs look the same now, but at the very least, I think it's a good platform. These guys are clearly putting a lot of time and energy into it, and I look forward to seeing more of it. And yes, they've exited the beta period. I just got the email from them just now that says, yeah, we've announced post by email, and we're now exiting the beta period, and so now we're going to start charging you, which is fine, right? They charged me $5 to get in, and they said, look, we'll keep that $5 and we'll apply it to your first month of service when we start charging, and that's exactly what they've done. And so now I start getting billed monthly, starting in September, and yes, I'm very satisfied that this is the point that they've decided to start doing that. And yeah, I'm going to be supporting it, and I'm running most of my blogs on it. I've got to find some way to get phoneboy.com onto it, but I think it's going to take them a while to get import from other services. They still need to fix some of the, add some of the other features that were in Posterous. But I have no doubt that over time these guys will add all the necessary features. And I think, as I say, I look forward to seeing what the Posthaven guys come up with next. I mean, it's, as I say, they're not reinventing the wheel here. They're recreating the wheel in a sense. And so it's, I'm excited about it. And as I say, I know that the service isn't going to go away if people are paying for it. And it sounds like a number of people are paying for it. And so, hopefully it's enough that the Post Haven guys are, at least able to make a small living and not, that it'll be something that will be properly cared for and maintained and yes, not sold to somebody. As I say, I think it's great that it's now exited beta. Now we begin the process of being built, and it's really, it feels like a real product now, I guess. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find the ways to contact me and past episodes of the podcast on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.